So again, we start with where we are right now, connecting with the body, what's going on in the body, and just really remember the body can be our anchor. It can be the medium or the vehicle that helps us to get into contact with the present, with the present moment. As the flow of impermanence, you could also say. And it helps us to see that it's only now that really counts, that really exists. So what do you experience now in this body? My encouragement is start again with a bit of grounding, a bit of connecting where the body is touching the ground. Noticing those sensations, those experiences. It really helps us to come back into this moment if we are not already in it. It's so easy to lose ourselves in the thought processes that go on all the time. We don't even notice until we are already completely immersed in it. And the body, coming back to the body, to the experiences of the body, can help us to free ourselves from that, to move back into now, here, at this point in time. Sometimes it is hard to connect with the body because we might have painful experiences. Yet it is worthwhile to investigate the pain. What we call pain, what is that really? What are the sensations that we experience at that moment in time? Physically, energetically. And sometimes connecting with the pain in that way can take away that feeling of unbearable. And sometimes even to the point where when we start investigating the what we call pain actually disappears. I want to encourage you, if that happens during the next sitting, look at that. Investigate, find out, understand. Remembering the quality of attention is gentleness. It's empathy, kindness, with whatever we experience. And the some amount of alertness without getting very intense. Being awake, being there with what is happening. And in your own time, bring the awareness towards the breath, the process of breathing. The rhythm. And as we did earlier this morning, just notice the different places in the body. How they relate to the breath. What is your experience like connecting with the breath in the body? Basically, it is allowing the flow to happen, allowing the unfolding of it. The energy that arises and then ceases, energizing and relaxation, like the waves of the ocean. Moving in and out, moving towards the shore and withdrawing, a natural rhythm unfolding. If you find your attention caught by a train of thoughts or very emotive thoughts, then gently bring it back to the breath, bring it back to the body. If that isn't quite possible and it happens again and again, notice what it is that is catching attention. Is there a pleasant feeling or an unpleasant feeling involved with that? Just look at that, but don't go into the story of it. Pleasant, unpleasant, maybe neutral, unlikely, but could be. And then bring your attention back. If you see that you strongly identify with whatever is going on there, with the story, with the drama, ask yourself, who is experiencing this? These are tools to use to bring the attention back to the present moment. One thing that is very important in the meditation practice, we don't want to force anything. And this is especially for the people new to the practice. It's more a process unfolding, and we are allowing the process to happen. But we bring awareness into it. We are connecting with it, and we are present with what is unfolding, without forcing any particular results. Things do happen, and changes happen, for sure. We don't have to create them. We are just allowing, we are watching, observing the unfolding of that. And sometimes you might notice how a thought comes in and suddenly your body tenses up, gets tight, or maybe the opposite, it just really relaxes. Just notice the connection of body and mind, and then bring your awareness back to the breath. When meditation works well, it is kind of the effortless effort. We still bring a slight amount of effort in it, but right effort doesn't mean a lot of it. It means just the right amount for keeping the attention vivid, clear. We don't want to fall asleep. And also we don't want to develop a high intensity. If it happens, well, it does happen, but we don't want to instigate that. when the body gets a bit itchy or painful. As I said before you go into moving and changing the position, just investigate. Take a moment time to really look at what is itching there, what is kind of making you uncomfortable. Maybe what is that pain about? Where does it manifest? What kind of sensations go along with that? Investigate. Take it as a task of the practice, as part of the practice. You don't have to stop practicing because of that. It's just all part of it. And if you need to shift and change, then gently do that and go back into the meditation practice. Go back into focusing on the breath. And again, in a few moments, I'm going to ring the bell. As I said before, just really listening to the sound until you can't hear it anymore, and then gently open your eyes, taking where you are, and end this meditation session. It's kind of being aware of the endings, something we sometimes forget. Before we wrap up the day, are there any questions left? Anything important we need to look into before we separate today? Okay, that is good. I just like to express my appreciation for having been able to spend the day together with you, and I enjoyed to practice together, and I hope it was beneficial for everybody, and also to express my appreciation towards those of you who have been organizing this and have been volunteering to help. I just really want to say a few words about that, because some of us might not be really aware that what is so beautiful, and I meet this again and again in the places that I'm going teaching. There's so much goodwill there. There's so much willingness to support, to make this happen, to make this possible. And just, I think it's such a good result of the practice. You know, it's like you get into the practice, and that was the same for me, and you get interested to have the time to practice, and my practice, I want to develop my practice, which is of course good. But then there comes also, it moves on, where there comes the point where most of us think into, so what can I give into this, that this is happening? And this is happening here, and there are quite a few people here who have been volunteering to help running this day, to prepare the day, and like one person, like Gary, just supporting me to be here and making everything smooth, and Louise kind of having been in contact with beforehand. And I think this is, for me, this is a sign of spiritual friendship working. Yeah, great. And I also want to encourage everybody who has come here, maybe has come here the first time. This is a group of people you can connect with if you look for having a place or having a group you can come back to practice with. This is possible. Yeah, and It's considered one of the blessings or good karma to actually come in contact with the Dhamma and to be able to practice. And I really want to encourage everybody here, continue, practice as much as you can, hopefully every day, or maybe whatever is possible in your life. And to remember, you don't always have to have an hour, 45 minutes, half an hour, and that is only that you can practice. Even if you can only do 10 minutes per day, do the 10 minutes per day, better than not. And of course, if you can do it longer, great. But what is important is the regularity. So see, my encouragement is see how you can establish that in your life. And I mean, also see if you want to establish that, if you haven't yet. I recommend it. It helps to develop contentment. Okay. I think, Gary, you wanted to say a few words.
Okay, just a few things to say before we finish the day. So, firstly, many thanks to Mesa. It's been a truly insightful day. I know I've got a lot from today. I'm sure everyone else here has as well. So thank you very much for today. And I think most of you are quite familiar with